you keep getting contributions up and down the lineup. I mean, you don't have to count on one or two guys. You know, you.
I mean, it's, you know, you just look at it, and I mean, we obviously had to juggle the lineup tonight. So, Cam Turley, thought he did a tremendous job of just catching. Ends up getting two walks. Jackson Webb, two hits, three RBIs. Colin had three hits. Austin Wilhite moves up in the lineup, gets two hits. So, you know, it's I think it's a hard lineup to pitch to. Nick Wilhite, you know, gets a hit, was on base a lot. So, you know, it's a good sign for sure. And, you know, I think Willingham just didn't quite have it. I mean, just, you know, seemed like his fastball was flat, but then Jake Lee came in, got us a couple outs. I thought Rodig pitched pretty decent, settled the game a little. Hughes was good, so all those guys kind of just to get him in there and keep him, I guess, going a little bit. That's, you know, that's good. So it's a good midweek win. Anytime, you know, I think Auburn's a good club. They're doing well in the SEC, so to, you know, beat them twice, that's a good thing.
Really helps with the resume at the end of the year when they look at, you know, who they want to have hosting.
There's no question. No question about it. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's one of our goals is to, you know, get ourselves in position to where we can host. And you know, got a long way to go. But, you know, these are good wins.
Is Jackson taking advantage of his opportunity?
Absolutely. You know, he practices hard. He plays hard. He's pretty heady. Maybe had a little boo-boo at third base there tonight, base running. But, you know, he can steal bases. And he's going to get his uniform dirty. So he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing right now.
Rodick started out like, hey, maybe this may be his best game of the year. And then I guess he just has to learn how to be consistent.
Got to throw strikes consistently and, you know, work on his secondary pitches. But, you know, he's getting in there. I thought he did great when he, you know, got the start against North Carolina. So to get in here against Auburn tonight is just going to make him better.
Do you see the bullpen kind of developing?
I think we're getting there. I mean, I think we could have probably used Tristan tonight. I'm glad we didn't have to. So we can kind of keep him fresh for the weekend. But, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's coming around. Bartnicki threw the ball really well up at Boston College on Sunday. So I think those guys are getting comfortable, and I think we're getting more comfortable with kind of who needs to go where. You know, Carpenter threw the ball well up there, and then, you know, kind of tough way to start. That was a tough play for Waddell. The next guy had a good swing, but then he really settled in, got two strikeouts, and did a great job.
Go ahead. I mean, I was just going to say, with the you're like – almost to the final quarter pole of the season, where do you think you are right now?
We're in good shape. I mean, we're you know, where we want to be, and we keep winning. You know, we tell a team this all the time: you keep winning series, it's pretty hard for somebody to catch you on our side. You know, NC State got cut up last weekend, and you know, so there's still some. A lot of games to play, still four series to play in the league, so anything can happen. But our whole key is just keep winning series.
Do you expect to have English back on Thursday?
Don't know yet, you know. I mean, he couldn't swing today, so we'll kind of see how that goes. He's getting better each day, but he got whacked. I mean, he's got a big bruise on his left arm. So, you know, we're hoping that he can hit up there this weekend. I know he can pitch. But we'd certainly like to have him in our lineup.
Also, Murray, where are you at with him?
I think Murray goes with us this weekend. You know, he took some BP on the field today. Hadn't seen any live pitching, but, you know, I think he'll all goes well. I think he'll be cleared to, you know, kind of go full go at it this weekend.
Hey, is Virginia Tech one of those teams where you just – the record doesn't look that good, but they're kind of a dangerous
– tough place to play. I think the weather conditions could be a factor. It looks like that, just looking at the forecast. Their number one starter is really talented. I know he took a no-hitter against somebody into the ninth inning, maybe with two outs early in the year in the league. You know, maybe has given up a couple, you know, his last two starts maybe have been just okay, but he's capable of being really tough.
Anything else, guys? All right.
Did you get to hockey game the other night, by the way? Did you go to the